And so we'd like to take you on a meditation. And even though we do not have the time to help you process all your old relationships, if you haven't done that already, we are going to take you through the calling ritual of the calling the great love into your life, right? So let yourself get comfortable in a position that works for you. Hopefully it's in a position where you can stay awake, where you don't have to use much tension to keep your body in place, but at the same time, not one that's so relaxed that it's going to be very difficult to stay awake and you might fall asleep. And then, of course, also to know that if you do fall asleep, then just listen to this meditation again. And you can also use this meditation multiple times if you feel that it really helps you get your energy up, get the vibration going, get your momentum initiated. Then, you know, do it as many times as you would like. All right, so being comfortable letting yourself breathe, closing your eyes, breathing in a very relaxed way, so that when you let go of your breath, it just, you don't let it go slowly by holding tension in your chest or throat. See, that's holding it. Just let it go. And you don't have to push it either. Just, you breathe in just gently from the belly and then an easy breath out. And then after you do that a couple of times, then just stop thinking about your breath and let yourself go into a deeper state of relaxation for you. You know how to do it, to quiet yourself. Hopefully the phone's off, the door's closed, you're in your quiet place. And as your eyes are closed, let yourself just imagine that you're finding the center of your consciousness, the center of your awareness, wherever that is. And let yourself begin to float. Just a sense that you're not corporeal anymore. You're kind of not really in your body anymore. Your body's going to continue working just fine. But your consciousness is floating. It's floating, it's moving. Floating through a starry sky. Yeah, just imagine, surrounded by hundreds and thousands of stars. And every one of those pinpoints of light, a spark of love, a being who loves you, who is here present with you to love you, to witness, to work with you, to co-create with you, to assist you in calling a great love. And as you float through the starry sky, let yourself feel safe, let yourself feel loved, let yourself feel cradled and lots of love. Now, when you get ready to call a great love into your life, you first want to clear the past, as we mentioned. We have established a vortex around you. This vortex is calm at the center where you are, but it, as you move away, the space away from you becomes a spinning. The further away from you, the faster it spins. You don't know how big this vortex is. But just imagine you in the still point of a vortex. And one of the advantages of a vortex that we have established for you and we have here, is that you can let go of something you do not want. in your life. You can let go of issues. You can let go of people. You can let go of circumstances, patterns, feelings, all sorts of beliefs. You can let go of limits, and you can just give them to the vortex. So we're going to count till three. And at the count of three, you're just going to give us and let the vortex just kind of suck up all that you want to get rid of, and it's going to spin out into the vortex. So the first thing we want to call here are all the unresolved feelings, all the old pains, the woundings, the hurts, the sadness, the sorrows, the regrets, that come from past relationships, relationships that are no longer viable, no longer in your life as a primary official loving relationship. All the people you dated, people who sabotaged you, people who betrayed you, people who lied to you, people who expected too much of you, who judged you, who criticized you, who ran from you, who attacked you. All these people of the past, whether they did it physically or emotionally. It's time for you to let them go. Maybe you just sense some faces passing by in front of you. Maybe you remember two or three really pivotal incidences of pain or suffering in a relationship in your past. The sorrow of the break, the trauma of the breakup. At the count of three, let us have all of this. One, feeling the pain, let the pain just kind of begin to coalesce, moving from all the parts of the body up to the heart center or the solar plexus. One, two, and three. Okay, let us have some more. Come on. We're going to go down deeper now. Down deep, pulling it out, pulling it out, pulling it out. Ooh, yeah, pulling it out. There it goes, there it goes. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Now, there may be a feeling of space or a kind of disorienting feeling of lightness. Or not. So now, let's take all of that, all the limiting beliefs, assumptions, judgments that you made on this category of person, perhaps on this gender, perhaps on this age group, perhaps on these type of people. All the load of resentment that got translated into righteousness. So all the judgments, all the beliefs, all the limitations. The count of three. Now, this, you may not be able to really sense this in more tangible form, but just think of it like a gray cloud just emerging from your body. All of this are structures like icicles, brittle but hard. One, two, however you see it, let them come out, let them come out. All the limitations about it, all the projections, assumptions, beliefs, attitudes. Two and three. Okay, let us go dig deeper now. There we go. And now, of all those old relationships and of society in general, and even stuff that you've picked up from media and movies and books, ideas about love, your adolescence fantasy of perfect love. Just pull all that out now. What your adolescent would consider absolutely the best relationship, what your young adult, your 22-year-old would think. This is where it's at. This is heaven. This is the way it's supposed to be. This is the order it's supposed to be. This is the way it's supposed to look. All those assumptions from your past, the definitions, the old definitions of love. The count of three, one, two, just feel it as a kind of a icky substance coming out of it. Two and three. There we go. All the longing, let it go. All that pining for, oh, all the romantic fantasy, swooning, passionate notions. All the innocence of your youth, not knowing what relationships really were. All the fantasies of you and the other having unlimited time and money just to be one. And now, feeling a lightness, maybe even a little giddy. Now, dig down into your emotional body now, because underneath it, there is some rage, there is some anger, there is some hostility, there is some absolute, arrogant, righteous entitlement. I should, all these years, I should have this perfect relationship. Reality, what are you doing? Guides, why aren't you sending this person to me? Why am I not having it now? Why am I still waiting? I'm still waiting for the better one, for a perfect one, for the relationship, for the one. I'm angry. And I'm angry at all those old people that told me all this stuff. I'm angry at all the relationships that didn't fulfill my agendas. I'm filled with anger. I'm filled with rage. I really resent this. I see some people going around in relationships. Why not me? When's it going to be my turn? I've done all this work. I've done all this preparation. You owe me one. One, at the count of three, let's let it all go. Two, all the anger at all the old lovers, all the anger at the beliefs that society gave you, all the anger at it having not manifest exactly the way you wanted it. Two and three, let it go, let it go. Come on, let it go, let the anger go, let it all go. All those people who betrayed you, who lied to you, let it go. Let all the anger go. Let it go. Let it go. All the anger. Let all the resentment. Let all the jealousy go. All those feelings of powerlessness, all the resentments. Let it go. Here we go. And now all the people that you've dated, that you've had crushes on, who didn't give you the time of day or maybe laughed at you, or all the people who hurt you, it's time to forgive them now. Let them go. Let them off the hook. Let them go. Forgive. Forgive, let yourself clear all the negative bonds you may have with anyone. Include your family, include your parents, include your siblings, include relatives, include friends, include anyone that you have negative emotional bonds with, in which you have a relationship that is not in complete harmony. Forgive these people. They don't know what they're doing. They're doing what they need to do for themselves, and they're not thinking about you. You're thinking about you, but they're not. And they're doing the best they can, but they're not here to buffer your pain, to take care of you in every which way. It's time to forgive them. Let them go. Let them off the hook. One. Two. And three. Send the energy of forgiveness. I forgive. I forgive. I forgive. A blanket of love, of purity, washing clean the past. Let it go. Feel the past go. And now imagine. Now imagine. Imagine what a great life you would have with your great love. Imagine your life and theirs working together seamlessly, effortlessly, in a beautiful way, according to the temperaments of both of you, suiting both of you being fully yourselves, loving, honoring, respecting, caring, being intimate, passion, closeness, tender vulnerability, safety, depth, richness and depth of love. Imagine you in a relationship like that, real, with substance, with depth of caring and meaning and light, touching, loving, healing, being loved, being touched, being healed. Love, a great healer, feeling free to be you. Now imagine you and this one having a disagreement, a disharmony. Imagine the two of you discussing it calmly, without taking anything personally, lovingly, carefully, exploring, understanding each other, getting clear, forgiving each other, and laughing, making up. A beautiful experience. Imagine. The vortex is around you and it has a positive use. Not only does it let go of stuff you don't want, and that's a pretty positive use there, but also you can use the vortex to inform your reality. This is the vibration that I want. This is what I want. This is what I want. This is how I want it. I want it to feel like this. What I've imagined, what I sense, this vibration, this resonance, this absolute incredible love, that's to be real. That's what I want. You can send it out on the vortex at the count of three and inform every cell, every molecule of living beings on the planet, the air, the forces, the water, the earth, the fire, to inform all your guides, unseen friends, mentors, masters, and teachers, higher self and soul, to inform your personified reality, your friend, who is going to coordinate bringing that to you. The count of three, send this beautiful sense, this energy of love, of a viable, loving relationship. One. Two, send it out. And three, come on, help. Let us help you. Give it to us. Okay, here we go. Out to your world, out to your world, informing, informing, informing. Let it go out, let it go, let it go. Don't hold on to it. It feels really great, but you gotta let it go so your reality knows. And now, your reality knows. Now it is time for you to call. And you call. All of you witnessing me here today, you say, I call upon you. Hear me. Work with me. This my request. I call the great love into my life. The love that will fulfill this new spiritual adult definition of love. That I can love. That I can give to. That I can touch, that I can heal, to open me to the experience of also being loved, touched, and healed. To create a life beautiful and in balance between our temperaments. As we know more of who we are and we express our unique individuality. I claim this. I choose this. I prefer this. I request it to materialize. And I am willing and ready to receive it now. I call a great love into my life. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. So be it. Thank you. And you pause for a moment and let yourself feel the energies shift. Something changes deep down. Something moves as you shift and move to a more precise life track. Aiming towards that future of you in this great love relationship. And so it is now time for you to begin to go out into your world, to let your light shine out there, to give your guides, your helpers, your team, the time to materialize it as you detail it, as they materialize it, as they weave it for you, unique to you. You do not expect perfection. Know that someone can come into your life And it may be a harbinger of the great love. But know and trust that love will come to you as automatically and as natural to you as all the routines of your day are now. It will become natural. It will become usual, normal for you in the proper time, in an evolution of your consciousness. Beautiful, wondrous adventure. And so now prepare yourself for the journey, for the beautiful journey. Open to receive the light and love of all who support you and love you from the other side, letting it as beams of light coming down to you and also from us, down to your head. Incredible light, just feel it pouring down upon you and into you and down into your heart center, into your chest where it begins to expand. It breaks all the old limitations, all the prison bars of defensiveness, of all those boundaries, of all those limits, protections. They burst in beautiful light as your heart chakra expands. The chamber of your heart chakra expands. Brighter and brighter and brighter. A bright light, up like a ball of light, just glowing in your chest as the light continues to come down into you. And Mother Earth, supporting the manifestation, the one who gives you everything, that light, a rich, rich amber light, but just as strong, just as powerful, maybe other colors in there, coming up, emerging from the earth into your legs, into your body, into the lower part of your body, coming in through your coccyx, perhaps, coming into your torso, moving up, a big column of light, strong, powerful, grounding, loving, nurturing, as it moves up to your heart and joins. Two huge beams of light joining at the heart, blending at the heart, becoming even more bigger and bigger. And now light beams start just radiating out from your heart, radiating out from this heart chakra, sending light and love out to all those stars, your witnesses, your those who love you, and sending it out now into your world, sending that love out into your world, your protection, your giving. And as you send it out, more comes in. So you're sending out more, and more is coming in. And you're going around touching everybody's heart with your light, with your love. Yes, world, I'm here. I am loving. I love me, and I am willing to love. Loving a special other. I'm ready. I'm here. Take notice, world. Here is one great lover, loving, giving, sharing, caring, respecting, honoring, being intimate. Being me fully and freely. Feeling this light. Becoming blinding almost now. Your auric field huge. You feel and sense yourself 20 feet tall. A giant of light and love. Taking down all your barriers, your restrictions, your order, your demands. Let it be just so. Let go of control. Let the light dissolve all the walls that are around you. This makes it so much easier for your team to manifest out of the blue, to concoct a great person for you. This is your time, your opportunity, your call. And it is in motion now. It has been put into motion. Trust that the universe is working on your behalf. Don't keep going and looking and whining, begging, pleading. Keep stepping into the knowing. Keep asking for assistance to step into the knowing, to hold that knowing, to hold that trust. This is the divine plan evolving according to your preferences and your requests coming your way. Your creation and co-creation has set into motion a manifestation. So now let yourself become aware once again of your body, of your breathing. Gently, gently open your eyes. There's so much light going on right now. Before your ego mind begins to question it, before your monkey mind tries to analyze it, let yourself feel the gratitude to all those who have come to be with you today and who are working on your behalf. Your precious, you are loved. You don't even know how much you are loved. Let yourself just soak it in. Even though this time that we have with you is coming to an end, the energy is going to continue. It's going to continue through this evening, through your sleep, to the morning. Give us anything you would like that you sense there could be a limitation between you and this love, perhaps a feeling of insecurity or not trusting. Give it to us. Just know it's being put into place, and live your life as fully as you can now. It has been our pleasure to work with you. We look forward to any chance or any opportunity that presents itself to work with you again. But we must go now, and so we surround you with our light. And as always, our love. Farewell.